football on off the ball.
For Arsenal, it's a sickener. I mean, there was a lot of optimism, wasn't there, around that? You know, you could see the fans getting excited. I saw some footage from the Box Park of the fans really getting on it. City, their old hands are going to Wembley.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll get the latest from the Irish camp with John Egan calling on the thousands of travelling Irish fans to make a difference on Thursday. John O'Shea says that Boston Lowell is fit and ready to go, despite what his club manager Mark Robbins thinks. And Nathan Collins gives some background as to why he had to miss a few games with Brentford due to injury. But first today, Ireland trained again this morning ahead of Thursday night's crucial World Cup playoff semi-final against the Czech Republic in Prague. The squad will fly out to the Czech capital this evening and train at the stadium tomorrow morning, one day out from the match. No new fitness concerns were reported as Troy Parrott trained with the group after arriving yesterday morning. Assistant coach John O'Shea says there were some slight worries ahead of the last weekend of fixtures, but training yesterday reminded him of what it's like ahead of a cup final.
Listen, you're... The way it works for the weekend when the boys meet up, you're nervous for as soon as the game starts Friday. And obviously we had Friday evening to, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday really. But listen, the boys are in a good place. Training today, it was almost reminding me like of it's that cup final scenario. Everyone's wanting to get in the team, the intensity, the noise and the atmosphere around the boys is brilliant. I think it's the confidence, quiet confidence, and the group growing together. It's great to see, but also, you know, there's a lot of hard work to come.
Boston Lowell has trained despite not playing for his club Stoke since February. His manager, Mark Robbins, was critical of the decision to include him in the Ireland squad, saying that he's broken down with injuries three times this season.
No, listen, I think I can understand a club manager's predicament in that sense, but also... You have to fully respect the players' idea and the conversations that Boston's had with the boss, and obviously the awareness we have in terms of his fitness levels. Obviously, he's fit. If he was injured, he wouldn't be here. So I think that's the case. We have to move on from that now. We'll take care of him like we take care of all the players. And if he's able to help us on Thursday night, he will help us. Yeah, your ideal scenario is you're trying to get him to replicate certain things, but... Every individual player will have that characteristic that may be a little bit different, but it'll be the same idea in the sense of what we're looking for certain players in certain positions. And listen, they'll have known whatever players we do select, they will know from the roles and the repetition from team meetings, from trainings, what's required from certain positions. So hopefully that'll be straightforward again.
Josh Cullen will miss the games in this camp due to an ACL injury. He played 5 out of the 6 qualifiers, only missing 1 due to suspension. So Lowell could be an option in midfield, despite not making a senior international appearance to date. O'Shea wants the players to use Cullen's absence as motivation.
But listen, as we know, Josh was growing into that role massively. But hopefully the boys can use that inspiration for him to be a nice pickup for him as well to go and win game.
With question marks over the makeup of the midfield, Nathan Collins isn't worried because, as he points out, they have played plenty of games without the Burnley skipper before.
Played games without him before, you know, so we're prepared. We have a lot of good players, a lot of good midfielders, anyone that can step in there, and have a lot of faith and belief in the squad that whoever does play there will do their job, and they know their job inside out. Hopefully it doesn't change too much.
One player who should be involved is Everton captain Seamus Coleman. The Donegal man has only played 10 minutes of club football since that game in Budapest last November. Collins took over the captaincy from Coleman during his injury absence, and the Brentford defender says that Coleman's impact is huge.
It probably helped me. I think the way Seamus is as a character, as a person, and his effect he has on the squad here, it's huge. I think he brought a lot of belief into the squad, even into myself as well, as sometimes obviously we were down. But he's supported me a lot. He's taken over a lot of roles, which he can help me focus on my game. And he's kind of let me settle into this role a bit better. So he's helped me a lot, and to have someone in the squad like him, it's crucial for where we want to be.
And with debate about how much game time ideally players would want, our match co-commentator for Thursday, Stewie Byrne, joined Ger Gilroy and Colin Buhig in studio this morning for Off the Ball Breakfast. He said having fresher players could actually benefit the team.
Always, you know, and I again going back to the conversation we're having over players not getting. This is the one game in the history of all the Ireland games I've watched where I've actually haven't wanted players to be playing regular football.
Right. You don't.
I'm actually happy.
Safe.
I'm happy they're saved, yeah. Especially at this time of the year, and especially going into this game. This is a one-off game. This is not a, you know, a home
strong
and away
in March. We're always strong in March.
Yeah. But it's a one-off game, but then like by the 75th minute we could be knackered.
Oh, you got five subs.
Exactly. I think Coleman has epitomised that sort of thought process in that he hasn't been playing regular football for Everton, but he has that experience. He's physically fit. He's conditioned, and conditioning is probably the kind of correct term to be thinking about here. Like, you know, you're weighing up fatigue against rest, and I personally think it's a positive that we have four or five players of our stronger players that are coming into this game with a little bit of rest under their belt.
And if you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. You can tune into Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30. It's on the Go Loud app and on YouTube for free. Collins himself has been in and out of his club team recently. He says he used it as motivation to get back into the starting 11 and now is feeling great about things.
Yeah, it was frustrating. I got a bad knock in training and I missed a few games, which was very frustrating. In a weird way, it was nearly refreshing. So I've played a lot of football over the last 2 years, and then when it was taken away from you, you're kind of like, you have that hunger again, and the reason you go to England as a kid, and the reason you do all this is to play football, be on the pitch. So it gave me a bit of hunger again, and you know, I was desperate to get back in the squad, and as what we're chasing for Brentford, what we're aspiring to do, it gives me more energy, and I feel good in myself. I feel like I'm in a good place, and I'm excited now to bring that over here, and what we're aspiring to do as Ireland and what we want to qualify for, and try bring it all together.
We were delighted. Keith gave him a bit of a rest. It was all planned.
And with thousands of Irish fans starting their invasion of Prague, John Egan says the travelling fans always have such a positive impact on the players.
Huge. You know, we're all Irish fans ourselves. If we weren't in the squad, we'd probably be trying to get a ticket, trying to go. So, it's fantastic. And it's great for everyone, really, to have something to look forward to, you know. That's what people want in life. And, you know, we've managed to give ourselves a chance of, you know, going through. So we've got a massive game on Thursday and everyone wants to be there. Everyone will be watching it. So, yeah, it's brilliant. And the support, home anyway, is class, but especially away from home when you're travelling to, you know, places all over Europe and the world. Yeah, it means a lot to the players.
And remember, Off the Ball, we'll have all your build-up to the game in Prague this week. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Stewie Byrne in the commentary box for the game. Owen Sheehan will broadcast live from the ground on Thursday night. The green scene will be there. Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson will be in and around Prague to soak up the atmosphere for the big match. There'll also be some special episodes of the green scene live from the Czech capital from Wednesday through to Friday. And Football Daily will keep you in the loop with all the latest from the squad in the build-up to Thursday night. Josh McGuinness is hoping his experience of playing at a major tournament can help Northern Ireland reach a first World Cup since 1986. The striker was part of the squad that reached the knockout stages of Euro 2016. Michael O'Neill's side faced four-time world champions Italy and Bergamo in the playoff semi-finals on Thursday. McGuinness says he's offering help to his younger teammates.
The fortunate thing for me, obviously playing in the Euro 2016 and then being involved in World Cup playoffs, and then Euros again in 2020 and 2018, you know, I've sort of been here and done it. So I know what's coming, I know what's expected. So if I can brush off on the lads at any stage, it'll be absolutely fantastic.
Ethan Ampadu believes Wales can profit from their World Cup playoff euphoria in 2022 to qualify for this summer's tournament. They host Bosnia-Herzegovina in a playoff semi-final on Thursday. The winners will then be at home to Italy or Northern Ireland the following Tuesday. Ampadu started the win over Ukraine in Cardiff 4 years ago and hopes home advantage can be key once again.
can drag us over the line. I think that was shown in the last playoffs that we got to the World Cup with. We know games going to be difficult, and we know they are the 12th man. We are the 12th men. Just because they push you on so well, it's so exciting to play in front of the Red Wall.
Arsenal boss Renee Slagers wants her team to find the right balance between emotion and control when they take on Chelsea tonight. The holders face their WSL rivals in the first leg of their Champions League quarterfinal at the Emirates. Slagers wants them to harness the energy and the emotion of a derby while also staying in control and making clear decisions.
That's one of the big strengths in our team. So we want to stay in control for as much as possible because we know that we can make the best decisions on the pitch. But of course, the passion and the fire will be there anyway because we'll play a Champions League quarterfinal against Chelsea.
That game at the Emirates kicks off at 8 o'clock. Before that, at 5:45, Wolfsburg are at home to Lyon. Football writer John Bruin joined Owen Sheehan on last night's football show to look back on the weekend's Premier League action and the League Cup final. And after Arsenal were beaten by rivals Manchester City at Wembley, Bruin discussed Mikel Arteta's decision to start Kepa Arrizabalaga, who was at fault for the first goal.
The tactical masterclass from Pep yesterday, it possibly compounds the Kepa decision from Arteta. Like, I'm not quite sure whether or not it was an error on Arteta's part. I think if you're a professional goalkeeper, you just catch that ball full stop. It's a howler no matter who you are. But the point you make about how Pep instructed his team to step off the goalkeeper a little bit, not pressing that Arsenal goalkeeper, maybe David Raya between the six just makes Manchester City think twice a little bit. It's a more complicated game plan.
Yeah, exactly. And, we're in this era, aren't we, of goalkeepers and their distribution being really important. And one of the pioneers of that was Edison when he was at Manchester City before that. And Raya is very possibly the best at that in the Premier League at the moment. And the thing is, if you're taking on Manchester City, even if it is a slightly desiccated Manchester City, one in redevelopment, you need all your key weapons that you can have against them. And to play Kepa, a player who has, let's just say, a mixed history in League Cup finals, it was a hell of a risk. And listen, we all know the logic of playing these players in these games because they played in the previous games in the rounds. It's a good thing to make sure that the reserve goalkeeper feels involved. Kepa had a very good season last season when he was playing for Bournemouth. This isn't a bad goalkeeper. He was the world's most expensive goalkeeper at one point. Now, he probably hasn't lived up to that price tag, or not at all. But it felt like the sight of Raya on the bench and Kepa making those mistakes. Yeah, it's something that will come back to... Will it come back to haunt Mikel Arteta at the end of the season? We begin to wonder, don't we? Because we wonder whether the psychological blow that's been dealt there by Pep's exerting that tactical superiority will have.
And it's been announced this year's Community Shield will be played at Cardiff's Principality Stadium. Wembley is unavailable on the 15th and 16th of August because of pre-planned concerts, including 5 dates by the weekend. The Principality hosts the Shield between 2001 and 2006 when Wembley was being rebuilt. And that's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and we'll be back with more Ireland build-up tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.